You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Why are the only things we get diagnosed with bad? Can we get diagnosed with things like happiness, joy, pleasure, love, warmth, affection, laughter? Aren't those important things to be diagnosed with also? And yet, where can we get someone to diagnose us with this? Why is it all that we get is the opportunity for someone to go and tell us what's wrong with us? To me, I find it's very important to realize that it is normal to have ups and downs in life, and that there's nothing wrong with me because I'm depressed. If I went to the doctor, I'm sure some doctor somewhere would say that I'm bipolar, because I get all excited about something one day and then I'm just down and depressed another day. That's okay. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with you if you're depressed. And the most ridiculous thing I see is that people go to the doctor and hold on to these diagnoses for dear life. Well, I was depressed with manic bipolar. So what? Well, I have to do this. No, you don't. That's lame. It's lame. Go back to the doctor and say, look, I'm happy now. Diagnose me with happiness and love and joy. We're here to have a full experience of life, and that includes ups and downs on the roller coaster. It's okay to be depressed sometimes. I cringe when I hear people at AA meetings I go to every day. I've been diagnosed with clinical depression. I have to take this medication. BS. BS. Live your own life. For God's sake, stand up for yourself and diagnose yourself that yes, you may get depressed sometimes. You may get really depressed sometimes. I've been horribly depressed before, where I couldn't ever imagine being life any better. I've been through as bad of a depression as you want to experience. Laying in bed, all I've got pulled books about how bad my life was at various points. And I've been experiencing the last few minutes a bit of depression, just feeling like everything's kind of pointless and it's all useless, which has some truth to it. What good would it do me to go to a doctor and, I'm so depressed today. Can you give me something to feel better? The challenge for us is that it's very profitable to take advantage of diagnosing all the things that are wrong with you. To tell you you shouldn't be depressed. You should be happy. Should you be happy all the time? That would be miserable. Do you really, if you really honestly want to be happy all the time, you can have that experience. The truth I found for me is I don't want to be happy every minute of every day. It's an adventure. Life is a ride. You are supposed to experience ups and downs. I like somebody said that, and Eckhart Tolle repeated it, life is one damn thing after another. This life is supposed to be challenging. It is an adventure. It's a ride. Get diagnosed with the good stuff, especially if you've already been diagnosed. And a diagnosis of depression 10 years ago is worthless. That doesn't mean anything for your life today. I've watched my friends, my family members go around carry these diagnoses of these depression and manic bipolar. Well, I am manic bipolar. Shut up. Everyone has some degree of manic bipolar. Well, mine's worse. Is it? Do you know people well enough to see their manic bipolar? There's this big scam going on that you gotta sell people that there's something wrong with them and you're not good enough and you don't have everything you need. And guess what? This product, this service, this pill will fix it for you. This thing that we're going to charge money for is going to fix whatever's wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with me. It is okay to have a bad mood. It's okay to have a stupid thought. It's okay to be miserable sometimes. The question is, how long do you want to be miserable? And how willing are you to ask for help? Yes, I've had horrible depression. I've experienced tons of manic bipolar. I experience depression and manic bipolar and all kinds of other stuff you could get diagnosed with. And I don't take any medication. I don't need medication to get through normal everyday life because I also am diagnosed with happiness and joy and love and freedom, and all these things are part of a whole experience. I've diagnosed myself, and I'm sure someone would agree with me that I'm depressed and I'm manic bipolar, and I'm sure there's some doctor I could find that'd give me plenty of medication for that. The problem with doing it that way is it disregards the fact that I also have lots of good moods, that I also am full of love and joy and happiness most of the time. I don't see one person. I do not know one person, not one. Maybe it's because I don't know people well enough. Maybe it's because when you get tricked into getting these diagnoses and hanging on to them, it makes things worse instead of better. If you just experience your depression with no training wheels and you just lay there and yes, it sucks. You can't imagine anything better. Just experience it and you'll come out of it into the other things you're diagnosed with, like happiness and joy and freedom and love and connection. You'll come into the rest of life when you fight certain parts of yourself. Well, I shouldn't be depressed. Who says I shouldn't be depressed? My life is an absolute heavenly fantasy. I have no objective reason to be depressed. Feelings are not directly connected often with rational reality. I'm not sure if there's a way I can live this body's life so that it will never be depressed or never be manic and never have anything bad. The goal is not to avoid everything bad and uncomfortable in life. The goal is to experience and enjoy life and help others. That's why we're here. When you see that you can diagnose yourself right this second with a lot of positive things, it all balances out. And you see, well, it'd be stupid to take medication for happiness, wouldn't it? Actually, I used to drink a lot of alcohol to medicate my happiness because some part of me didn't believe I deserved to experience the good parts of life. And when I'd get too happy, I'd need to drink to celebrate, and then I'd be depressed after that. And then I would start thinking about how I could medicate myself again with depression. I medicated myself with alcohol a whole lot in my lifetime. And what I can say is it always brought out more of the negative, undesirable things overall. Sure, there were good moods. Sure, I got some happiness that I might not have had otherwise. But I got a ton more depression, a ton more bad moods out of trying to essentially fight and resist and do away with what you might call the negative parts of our lives. I like what the Anita Morjani or something like that said. She said in Dying to Be Me, she said one of the things she got from her near-death experience is we don't need to be positive all the time. The polarities are here for a reason. There's a reason you have happiness and sadness. There's a reason you have joy and you have despair. There's a reason you have excitement and connection and also grief. There's a reason there's hot and cold. Look at it like a musical scale. There's a reason there's low notes and high notes. You play the low notes and you play the high notes and you put them all together and it makes something complete. My depression is not some burden. It makes me complete. My depression motivates me to go help others. Whereas when I'm purely happy, there's often not as strong of a desire to reach out and help you. When I'm depressed, I start thinking, wow, how can I use this to help someone else? What can I learn out of this? My bipolar states allow me to in what you might think of as a high state where everything is awesome and I'm working and I'm flowing, and I'm creating, allow me to create amazing things. And my low states allow me to rest and think of an alternative point of view and put it all together in a way that kind of makes some sort of weird sense. I'm motivated to share this with you today because maybe you're interested in a way out of a trap that I see so many people in. It's the what's wrong with me trap. And it's then the trap of going to get help by someone who actually it reinforces that there is something wrong with you. And in addition to eliminating the depression, eliminates a lot of the joy in your life. To me, any kind of medication limits the ups and downs. It limits the full experience of life. And if you think about that, yeah, I feel I go way down sometimes, but it's nice because I get to go way up also. It's like a musical scale. Do you want to just play 8 notes right in the middle of it? Don't you want to experience the whole scale? The really great moments and the really awful moments? Because when you use medication like I did in the form of alcohol, what happens is you cut out a lot of the good experiences. And the people I see that are on medication cut out a lot of the good experiences in their life. They're kind of flat. Missing out. Unable to often handle some of the basic things in life. Unable to get really excited and passionate about stuff. Now, it depends on what kind of medication. Some medications are more powerful than others. And I'm not a doctor. Which is probably good, because who knows what approach I'd take with it. I'm an ordinary person. I find ordinary people often help me much more than someone who's supposedly an expert. Because ordinary people don't have some illusion that they are better than me because of what they know. Or different than me, or superior, willing to listen. Sometimes you can find a doctor who's really helpful. You'll go and say, I'm depressed. And the doctor will say, why don't you take a walk outside? Why don't you start going to some recovery meetings? Why don't you start helping someone? Why don't you get out of the house? These are really good suggestions. But other places, you can get some bad advice. Here, just take this medicine. Everything will be fine. No, it won't. No, it won't. Not only that, but then try and get off of it and see what happens. Like me, it was easy to start drinking. It was really hard to stop because it did work. And then what do you do when you're used to having training wheels on and all of a sudden you got to ride the bike with no training wheels, the bike being life and the training wheels being whatever you're medicating with? What's scary about it is you realize if you didn't have your medication anymore, there's certain things you might not tolerate in your life anymore and you might have to do something about it. With me, I realized that with staying sober, there's a whole unbelievable host of things I could no longer stand in my life. And if I didn't drink, I would need to do something about them. And that meant asking for a lot of help, including going to counselors, including talking to a bunch of people about embarrassing things I'd rather keep to myself, including reading tons of books, including being honest when my mood is not the top of the world. Why do we expect we should all be good all the time? Why do we believe that happiness and joy, that only one side of the pole of positive and negative is right? I find if you really want to live a positive life, if you really want to live a positive life, it requires embracing and experiencing the negative. Otherwise, what you get is falsehood, faking, playing, acting. That's what you get if you're only looking at one thing. Now, I'm not saying to get down and just dwell in the dirt all day, all the time. But when there's a storm coming through, just let it be. Let it pass. And see, it's okay sometimes to feel down. It's okay to be depressed. There's nothing wrong with you because you're depressed. Now, I certainly recommend don't do anything while you're depressed that will have lasting consequences. As I've heard some testimony of people who did, and I've had my own experiences, I can tell you you will find that taking any kind of action in a low state to try and do away with things is a huge mistake. I am suggesting that you do talk about when you're feeling unpleasant. And you may need to go talk to some kind of a professional. But make sure you tell the whole story. Make sure you remember all those times you're happy in your life as well as sad. Make sure you see all the good sides, all the ups and all the downs in your life. And you see when you put it all together, you're actually pretty normal and you're having an adventure. And if you've got depression, you've also got happiness. If you've got manic bipolar, well, you've got some real good times in your life and those don't need to be wiped out. I've watched a guy that I got to know through AA and man, watching his life and his taking these medications and his states, it not work out good for him. And he is, I have to take these meds. I have to. You don't have to put anything in your body. Well, you do need to put food and you do need to put water. But you can even do without that for a time. Just because someone told you something doesn't mean you have to. You choose to. And there's a big difference in that. And regardless of what happened, if I had went 9 years ago to 10 years ago, I was absolute lunatic. I'd have got diagnosed with all kind of stuff. And that stuff's not relevant to my daily life today. How I acted 10 years ago is not relevant to my daily life today. A diagnosis 10 years ago is not relevant anymore. You're a different person 10 years later. And anytime it's up to you, you can diagnose your own complete life where you're at today. And it's funny how these things are so cloaked in shame too. That how often people won't even tell anyone that they're taking pills or some kind of antidepressant, that they're taking something for medication. And there's a very, there's kind of an oppressive system where of silence, that you're not allowed to even speak out against this stuff, that to say how wrong it is to be encouraging and selling people relentlessly on medicating themselves and missing out on the beautiful experience of a completely sober life that's not medicated or numbed or avoided, where you actually just enjoy the ride as it is. I think I've talked a lot about this. I hope this is helpful for you. I imagine someone needed to hear this today, so this is what I've got to say. Thank you very much for watching this. I hope it's useful for you. I enjoyed listening to it, so maybe you did too.